Mystery Crate has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hello, Mystery Craters.
I'm Sears.
It's good to speak with you.
Roy, you got a little pet name for the Mystery Craters?
No.
Well, that's
always
Roy.
There for us.
That's Roy Bellamy. Roy Bellamy, always. Would you call yourself the vocal leader of the group?
Yes, I would, actually.
Yeah, vocal leader of us here in the shipping container. And as you know, this is a Mystery Crate. It changes week to week. It is sometimes Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gott-centric. It has something to do with that universe. We introduce you or reintroduce you to certain characters that have affiliations with our show. Or we bring in guest co-hosts. It's really just, if you're made for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gott-superfan, I think that's the best way to describe this. I saw an interesting write-up about it, and the harshest criticism of it is, if you don't listen to the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gott's, you might not get a lot of what's going on here.
That's fair.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's the intention.
Yes.
Glad we spoke. Guys?
What?
ZipRecruiter.
All right, though.
When I say ZipRecruiter, what do you think?
The smartest way to hire.
Yeah.
Roy? People getting jobs.
People getting jobs. Yeah. ZipRecruiter, a company that's helping people get money.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it is. And helping companies hire the best possible candidates. That's it. ZipRecruiter, jack of all trades, honestly. Leaders in the industry, we all know how difficult hiring can be, but there's one place where you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates.
Where?
That place, Chris Cody, it's ZipRecruiter.com.
Oh, boy.
/crate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, ZipRecruiter.com/crate sends your job to 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there, Chris Cody.
No, no, no.
With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands. I liked how you did that, so I'm borrowing that. Thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. And as those applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each and every one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. And right now, listeners of the Mystery Crate can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. That's ZipRecruiter.com/crate, ZipRecruiter.com/CRATE, ZipRecruiter.com/crate. ZipRecruiter, fellas.
Smartest way to hire, man.
Vocal leader right there, Roy Bellamy.
You got that right.
So we got a fun episode of Mystery Crate. This is a 1-2 combo here. You like that back row, huh, folks? Fans of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gott's, Mystery Craters, you like the back row of that shipping container? Well, guess what? So much of that f***ing back row is in this. Bleep
great.
That.
Great.
Oh, this is f***ing loaded. Is that even a thing? I just want to...
I'm
just making it an easy edit. They're all...
F***ity f***.
I mean,
a lot of bleeps.
They're leaving the uckities, all right? If you take out an uckity, Anthony, I'm going to be pissed. Yeah. Ah, I'm
oh, no.
F***ing pissed.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
No, Anthony, f*** you.
Wow, that was a lot.
Way
yeah,
too
that was a lot.
Way too far. Way too far. You know he can take that to HR. You better be careful.
Yeah, man.
Your defense is that you were just being funny and you were in character.
At least we don't have it recorded.
Yeah.
You f***ed, man.
And honestly, if you said that to Billy, it might have hurt him.
Yes.
But Anthony's, I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah.
Likewise, brother.
Yeah, go ahead and tell him back, right back at you.
Right back at you.
No, no. I was telling you to go do, say the F-U thing.
Oh, no. I did.
Oh, you did?
I said he's f***ed. You're f***ed.
Oh, yeah.
F*** you, Chris.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
This is an adult show.
Yes.
Even though we're bleeping all those things out. But we can say shit.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah.
Shit you, Anthony.
Yeah. Shit you.
Shit you right back.
All right. We should probably space that out a little further away from the ZipRecruiter read, but we're here now.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with it. ZipRecruiter.com/crate just makes me happy.
Yeah.
I'm goofy. I like that back row, too.
Oh, man.
This episode, as I'd like to say, is f***ing loaded. I don't even know why. With that back row, you've got Chris Cody and Billy Gill. Stalwarts, linchpins of what we do here. And you're going to get your dose of Billy Gill in a moment. But first, Chris Cody did something cool with his dad. And as a Mystery Crater, you damn well know about Juju Gotti. No doubt. A must-follow on Instagram for any Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gott's fan. An aspiring rapper. Not even aspiring. Dude went on tour with Wiz Khalifa.
And this, Snoop Dogg.
And Snoop. This guy's the real deal. And gentle soul.
Oh my God.
Wonderful guy. Mensch.
In all honesty, this is definitely one of the coolest. You know what? Not one of. This is the coolest thing we've done yet on You Never Know. And we talk to him. We get deep. We talk about how he discovered the show. We talk about fun things with my dad. It pulls at all the right strings, and it's really cool. I'm really proud of it.
If you follow Juju Gotti on Instagram, you probably want to know more about his story, because what's not to love? And if you're not that familiar, well, get ready to know a pretty cool guy. He's swell. So here it is, a special edition of You Never Know with one Juju Gotti.
Hit that song.
You never know.
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 You never know. You never know.
You never know.
You never know. You never know.
This is very exciting. Maybe the most exciting thing we've done yet on You Never Know.
You never know.
We are joined today by, I want to say our most famous fan, but I feel like he's more than that.
Yeah.
We're joined by Juju Gotti. He has a long history with our show going back a couple years now. We're going to get into the whole backstory of how he got into the show and stuff, but we're going to start with this song that we just came into. He produced it. He will sang on it, and, how did you come up with that? Like, I know you had, we had always been talking about, like, we're going to do stuff with the You Never Know entrance, but then you just sent that to me, and I was like...
I was thinking of Miami whenever I was doing it.
Yeah.
I live in Atlanta, so we have, like, a trap, whatever
right.
going on. But I was like, what would they love in Miami? And so I made that, you know what I mean, that beat ride.
It hits, know? Man. It hits. And it was...
With scoop, big scoops, you know what I mean? It don't need too much, you know what
I mean?
I mean,
it's incredible.
His voice is good.
He took the phrase, you never know, and ran with it and did something that was actually, you know, melodic.
Actually
and
catchy.
Yeah.
We might have to get on that beach pop, you know?
Oh, no. We got things planned. We got things in the oven.
Yeah.
I sound so white when I say that, but we got things cooking up, man.
The whitest.
Now, how did you discover the show?
Man, okay. So I was homeless. I was living on the streets. Well, I was doing music for a while. I went on tour with Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, nice. Pick those names up. Let me get them for
you. Yeah, you can pick that one up. I think Snoop Dogg by you, big scoop.
Yeah. Pick him up.
I went on a tour, and everything, my life, I had never dreamed of being there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I got back, all of my friends changed.
Yeah.
Each and every one of them. They became, oh, I can't wait for you to do it, to, hey, let me borrow something. And if not, I hate you.
Everyone was reaching out.
Right. Right. And so it was kind of a struggle getting used to that. And then at the same time, me and my girlfriend broke up, which was mine. I was with her for 6 years. I thought we was going to get married.
Oh.
She was the one to me. And then she was not the one instantly. We lived together. I left her in the house, told her she couldn't keep the house. I stayed in the streets.
So wait, you guys purchased the house together?
Kind of. House was a stretch. I should have said apartment.
But you paid.
Absolutely.
You
not.
Were in paying. Like, it wasn't like it was her house. You guys paid for the
it
house together.
It was my house, and my apartment, and my name, and my cash. Everything was me. And I just don't think that when you break up with a girl, you know, you're supposed to kick her out. That's
right.
That'd be bad for me. So I just told her, look, you stay here and I'm out. And so during that little time, I got cooler with my friend named Tweez.
Uh-huh.
He did my instrumentals for all of my songs.
Uh-huh.
And he told me if I ever needed somewhere to go, I got your back. You know what I mean?
And now you did.
Yeah. And so I hit him and I was like, yeah, I hit the couch for a day or two. And then out of nowhere, my friend murdered him. Transition. But he was my best friend in the world, and he was murdered. And at that point, I didn't know his family well enough to be like, hey, yo, we got these tracks coming out, so we should be family.
Right.
Or I didn't know his friends enough to be like, yo, this is my friend too. So it was basically me going back into the streets because I didn't know who to call at that point.
Right.
And I was almost ashamed to call my mom because...
Yeah, you don't want to.
You know what I mean? I don't
right.
want to worry her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I ended up staying outside for a good 4 or 5 months.
And when you say homeless, so are you like, do you have a car you're sleeping in?
Or I had a car and I lost it because I chose to eat food versus pay the rent.
That's a solid choice, I think. Of yeah. Those two things.
And what's the time frame on all this? Like 5 years ago or 10 years ago?
This was like 2013, 14.
Okay.
And, through then I was on the street every day. I would go to the store, which was terrible. I would have to ask for money and for people, strangers. They look at you out. They look at me already like I'm something else. You know what I mean?
Right.
But on top of that, me asking, hey, sis or brother, do you mind sparing a dollar or two? That would make them clutch their pearls and walk faster away from me. And it did terrors for my self-esteem and my confidence. And I found myself not wanting to, you know, be around anymore. I didn't think, like you guys discussed on the show, like Jeremy Lin, you know what I mean? Once you go from living.
Right. Oh, you're torn with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. I'm giving you 20 in the garden, Mello, back me up, to, man, the league don't want me. And so that feeling overcome me.
You know what I mean?
I was drinking a little more because I was getting a dollar or two and I was spending right on malt liquor.
Right.
And out of nowhere, I downloaded the ESPN app because I heard it was an ESPN app. And I seen the cover, the artwork on the homepage for Dan Le Batard. Well, to me, at then it was Dan Lee Botard.
And so you had no, like you didn't know Dan Le Batard from anyone?
I didn't know him from a can of paint or a box of cigarettes. You know what I mean? And I clicked it, and it just so happened to be a Cody Tuesday.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, what is this bleep hole talking about newspapers? Who cares? You know what I mean? Life ain't like this. Life is hard.
Right.
And so I gave him like a good 5-10 minutes and I'm watching and you guys were giving him such a bad time. And it was like 2 weeks later when I realized that you were his father.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you were giving him such a hard time and he was pushing newspapers, like newspaper. I believe in this and clicks and this and the third. Next Tuesday came, I tuned right back in, and I was like, okay, let's see if he's still talking about newspapers, because someone should fire him, like, get him out of here. And he was still talking about newspapers. And then throughout the show, I realized that it doesn't matter what anyone is saying to Big Scoop Dog, you know what I mean?
Right.
His belief is so founded in himself and his talent, his art, that newspapers could be dinosaurs for all he cares. He's pushing it, he believes in it, and he's not going to give up. And that tiny little squint of perseverance actually stuck to me because I was contemplating suicide, you know what I mean? This was a constant thought. It wasn't like, okay, well, I'm having a bad day. What if I kill myself? No, I was every day trying to find a reason not to because I'm not finna keep asking people for money. I'm not going to do this forever. You know what I mean? Either I'm going to jail for trying to rob the first France bank, or either I'm out of here. And your words changed me completely.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Changed my mind completely and made me actually want to live. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's profound to hear it spoken like that. And you were a man, you know, looking for an epiphany.
Yes,
you know, just looking for that little spark I mentioned.
Through that, I found myself wanting to be like that. Like, people may have written me off. People may have told me that I'm not good enough. People may have clutched their pearls whenever I'm asking for help. But as long as I believe in myself, it doesn't even matter. Make fun of me. Clicks for Cody. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep going. And the way you kept going, the way you believed in yourself actually got on me and made me believe in myself to where I said, you know what, I'm gonna try, you know what I mean? I'm gonna do a song again, I'm gonna do a couple of things that make me feel more so bad like a human versus a piece of bleep, you know what I mean? Because I felt that's all I felt like for a couple years in a row. And looking at you right now, like, I really appreciate you, man. Like,
thank you.
Like, you would never understand that meant so much to me. And it was totally random. You didn't try. You didn't put an ad out for it. It's just like sometimes you go to church and it hits you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was listening to you one day and it really hit me, man. Believe in yourself. Get up. You're not dead. You're not through. You know what I mean? I was only 29. You know what I mean? 28. And so it really just changed my life, your belief in yourself. And then shortly after, I made a song and then it made money and I was like, oh man. And the first thing I did with my money is got the tattoo. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, you know what? Bleep this. I'm getting it.
For those who don't know, and I should have said this at the very beginning, Juju has Greg Cody's face tattooed on his leg. That is how we came to know Juju. Yeah. And I do want to get back into that. But what's your response to just what he was saying?
Well, I'm grateful that I was able to, without knowing it, have such an influence on Juju, and I'm honored by that, and I'm honored by the tattoo. And you know, it's so weird in life, you know, not to get too heavy, but everybody sometimes needs a little spark.
Yes, sir.
You know, just something to believe in, a voice that you hear that resonates with you, just a reason to sort of make that transition from despair.
Yes, sir.
To feeling, I'm going to push through this. I can do it. And you know, some people find that in religion. You found it in a totally random way, listening to some old guy that you'd never heard of a day before that. And it's a magical thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, and the magic isn't whatever I said. The magic was, you had a willingness to help yourself. You just needed a reason to and a spark.
Yes, sir.
Whatever it would be. If it wasn't me, it was going to be hopefully something else. The idea that anything I said could resonate with somebody like it did with Juju Gotti, it's a great responsibility and a great honor.
Also, too, the same types of people I used to ask for money, change, or whatever, those, it had a face to me. You know what I mean? It wasn't necessarily a person. It was just a type of person, like just a face. Those same faces now show me so much appreciation and reach out to me because of the show now.
Right.
And they're not ashamed to like 25 to 30 DMs a day on, yo, Jew, man, I appreciate the story or this, and that. And that little speck of decency from them is such appreciated by me because I used to look at those types of faces.
Right.
People who are, you know what I mean, white guys.
Yeah.
Those people used to like just kind of frustrate me.
Right.
But now it's like, man, and all of this has changed because of you solely and the universe. You know what I mean? That you guys have created around this Levitard thing.
Well, one thing we've found out is that there is a Levitard fan base that's just so loyal.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they love the show and the people on it, and you have been embraced as part of that. And we saw it in Fort Myers. And
yeah, I was online.
Yeah, I was over there watching him posing for photographs and talking to fans, and it's great.
And for people who don't know, and I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you do know, but if you're a fan of this show and you don't follow Juju Gotti and check out his stories every day, he does the most creative, well-produced stories that are kind of a synopsis of the show, but they're kind of hidden gems.
Yeah, on Instagram.
If we make a reference to something, I'm not going to spoil it. We reference stuff. He does like a daily story, which is a lot of work on his part, something we should probably be paying him for to do on our thing. You know, that's a whole nother talk for a different day. But, you know, it's just really creative. It's really impressive. And if you aren't aware of it, definitely check that out. I also want to give you a chance to plug whatever music you got going on right now, because you mentioned your music. We play one of the songs always on the show as a rejoin. But I know you're on iTunes, Apple Music. Like, if people want to show love and support, where can they check you out?
Yeah, I'm on iTunes, Apple Music.
Juju Gotti. Just download all his songs. What's the way people can help you the most? Like, what's the way to help Juju Gotti out?
Believe in me, man. Just every day that you're having a bad day, remember that it could be worse, man.
I feel like we're doing this totally backwards. Like, we should have probably jumped into how he got the whole tattoo Super Bowl thing and then jumped into the series stuff. But we're doing it backwards because you never know.
It's okay. You never know how it's going to go.
How the story's going to
go. So we discovered you during the Super Bowl time of last Super Bowl. From your perspective, like, how did that all come to where we finally recognized you?
It was some true butterfly effect. I was going to the First Take show every day in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, it was a line around the gym for the First Take show.
You wanted to get some Stephen A. in your life.
Right. And so I went the first 2 days, and the last day they was like, yo, we got your seat saved right here behind Stephen A.
And this is in Atlanta where you're from, right? That's the Super Bowl was there.
I'm from
right.
Waycross, Georgia,
right,
which is the country.
Right.
But I've lived in Atlanta since 2007. And so I went to the Stephen A. Smith show 2 days. The next day, the guy's like, oh, we got your seat. But I was like, nah, I actually want to go see Go Leach and Wingo. You know what I mean? He's like, are you sure? You know, that's them right there. I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? He's like, how do you, whatever, just sit. And I watched, sat the whole Go Lick and Win Go show. After it was over, they was taking pictures with everybody who came out, which was all of seven of us. And I was at the end of the line. And at the end, Gojo was like, yeah, man, thanks for coming out. Because, you know,
yeah.
He realized, what are you doing here? Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, check this out. And then I showed him the Cody tattoo.
Oh, that's
I showed him, his dad, and the guy who never works, Trey Wingo. And as soon as I lifted my pant leg, they were like, yo, wait a minute, I'm taking a picture.
So I'm just curious real fast. Let's put a pause in that. When he's taking that picture, are you saying to yourself, this is finally going to, they're like,
I'm saying
this
to
is going to finally get to the show?
I didn't think that one bit. I was saying to myself, okay, you guys are acting like you.
Right.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. I'm here. I'm talking.
Right.
But then came the producers. I met Stanzik that right. day. He was there. And a couple of other ladies was like, I'm sending this to Allison right now. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Kind of, okay, you know the lingo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I never thought twice about it. And it took maybe a week or so. Whenever you guys start mentioning it on the show.
Yeah.
I checked Twitter. I was like, let me dust Twitter off. And I seen, whoa, I seen what you had posted. And you had posted something like a week ago, and I couldn't get there fast enough. And I still couldn't get a word in edgewise. So I called in the local hour. You screaming.
Oh, yeah.
I called in. It was something totally not talk. You were talking about something totally different. And I was like, yo, I'm the guy with the great Cody tattoo.
Did I try to vet you?
You could kind of try to, but you kind of didn't.
I was just
it was like, bam. And then Michael was like, yeah, right. How do we know? And through the butterfly effect, I had just posted a picture
right.
with a leg tattoo showing. And it was like, oh, this is actually him. He's got to be the lamest guy we've ever had. You know what I mean?
I remember two things about that first phone call. First, one, this is not one of the two things. You were a huge hit. That's where we kind of, the Shipping Container, were like, yo, this guy's funny. And the reason we thought that, there was two things. One, we saw on your Twitter bio that it said marine biologist. And we're like, oh, you're a marine biologist? And you're just like, no, that just helps with the ladies. So that was like the first one that we were like, all right, this guy's good.
Absolutely.
And then we were like, I think someone just asked along the lines of, what is it about Greg Cody? And I believe your line, I don't want to misquote you, was he just makes it. Was it makes it fun to get old, or makes
he
me want to get?
Makes me want to be old.
Makes me want to be old.
Okay, beats the alternative.
Yeah. It makes me want to be old. I never imagined transition. I never imagined getting old. I always imagined I was gonna
right.
die by now, like shootouts or right. transition. Whoa, but yeah,
right.
stuff like that. And so seeing him, he just makes me want to be like, you know what I mean? Have a kid.
Yeah,
have that kid. Have kids and. You know what I mean? Big
yeah.
Scoop, Big Scoop, D-O-double-G.
Yeah,
he
man.
Calls him Scoops, by the way. Another thing. Most people listening probably know this, but if you don't know, Greg's nickname is Scoops because he, you know, doesn't matter if it's his friend, he'll report anything.
Sure, right.
Scoops Cody.
Right. A.K.A. Scoop, D-O-double-G, A.K.A. Scoop, Doggy Dog.
That's right. Exactly. Now, I got to ask you this because I'm imagining the incredulous look on the tattoo artist's face
okay.
when you're trying to explain having a tattoo of me.
Yes, sir.
Not only a tattoo of my face, but in big block letters, the name Cody. Did you know the tattoo guy? Like, you didn't...
Yeah, I know him good.
Okay.
He's a friend. He's a tattoo guy for the stars, but he also knew my struggle. Mm-hmm. And so I pulled up on him. I'm like, man, I want to get a tattoo, brother. You know what I mean? Look out for me. I got this for you. And he was like, all right, cool. Let's see it. He was like, who is this guy? And I was like, nah, man, don't worry about it, man. It's my uncle, man.
I love it.
At first, I was like, man, it's my uncle, man. Don't worry about it, bro. And then while he was tattooing me, he was like, bro, is this really your uncle? I was like, nah, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. And I was listening to the show while I get the tattoo.
Okay.
And I just played it out loud. And he was like, oh, okay. And then put his headphones in. I was like, okay.
Great.
Not for them. But, yeah.
Do you have any funny stories of fans from the show reaching out to you on Instagram, like saying any like ridiculous requests or like, I don't know. I'm just curious because you say you get so many messages every day, like, you know, women trying to, you know, slide into DM. I'm just curious, like, you know.
This show does not have 1,000 women knocking my door down. It's more
it's
like
dudes. I mean, trust me, that's the same way for
right,
us.
Right, right. It's all dudes, and they are all so, like, I appreciate you guys. Some of them are extremely aggressive and creepy. They will say stuff like, hey, yo, Jew, tomorrow you should put this up.
Trying to produce your shit.
Right, but if you don't, I still love you because I'm a fan. And I'm like... Thanks.
I mean, I imagine that you have received some ideas where you're like, that's good, I'll use that.
Yeah, your friend the other day.
Alex?
Your friend Alex.
Yeah.
He gave me a good idea. I was going to use it, but I was like, if I use it today, it's going to be swagger. But yeah, people from the show, man, they are extremely aggressive. The Stuttgart Army gave me until, what is it, CBD, closed business?
Yeah.
They gave me to that.
COB.
COB.
Yeah.
They gave me the COB to get
CBD
a Stuttgart.
CBD is something else.
Right, right. Baby. they gave
I like where your head's at, though.
They gave me COB to get a Stuttgart tattoo after I got the Dan tattoo.
Oh,
which
yeah.
was hilarious. But they were serious. They was like, no, you shouldn't. Nah.
Wow.
Get the tattoo, bro. You know what I mean? No questions asked.
So since, for the people that don't know, You started Greg with Greg Cody's face, yeah. And now you added Dan, right? You got Dan's face.
Yeah, I added Dan's face because not because of the same reason I got Greg Cody's
right.
face.
No, I know, and I remember
I should get like sun rays around Greg
I know.
Cody.
I remember this becoming a joke on the air where Greg was in a total bit, and we've had talks about this how it really was,
yeah.
Like because that's his thing is to like want everything for himself.
Right.
It's kind of his character, so. His initial bit on air was, geez, like, Juju, like, and that actually really hurt you, right? When he on the air said, he was kind of joking, but he said it like, oh, geez, Juju, I guess, like, he expressed frustration with not being the only one from the show to have a tattoo. That actually really hit you.
I literally had a bad 2 days in a row because of my attitude. I was chomping, I was, like, being mean to people. I was doing a lot of, I was frustrated. You know what I mean? I was really sad.
And I feel
like my hero is
right.
tripping. You know what I mean?
And I feel genuinely bad about that. And we've had serious talks about that where I have sworn on my daughter's life that it, because yeah. I can do that because it's honest, that it was a bit.
Yeah.
Like it was 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
I apologize to you for that, right?
I believe I fed that to him. Like that should be your take just because it's funny. I wasn't thinking that you would take it seriously, but it made me feel bad once you said that really bothered
you. Because I think you even incorporated that into a couple of your Instagram things.
Oh, yeah.
You were looking real sad and tinkly piano.
From now on to the end of time, I'm posting this. Every time you say something on my story, I'm posting me being sad walking away.
Right.
Regardless.
Yeah.
And
no,
it's going on for like 3 days.
Yeah, I did that in the same vein that I was making fun of the Fort Myers event because I had to share the bill with,
right.
you know, a used car giveaway and barking
right.
dogs. You know?
Right.
Now, do you have any plans to add to the collection?
The plan is to add to the collection.
Maybe you don't want to, like, reveal it when you do
right,
it. You don't
right.
need to give it away. I'm just
right.
saying you are going to add on.
In a non-creepy, stalkerish, vibish way. You know what I mean? Because... getting people's faces tattooed on you is very, very creepy.
I think I think it depends on the context.
Yeah.
I don't think it's creepy in the, maybe it's a little creepy, man, but it's cool.
Exactly. Zagaki, it's pretty creepy. You know what I mean?
You get to show.
And so, yeah, I'm going to probably add some artwork. You never know. You know what I mean?
Maybe you never know.
You never, exactly. That would be awesome.
I think that's half of the reason why fans of the show have adopted you and love you so much is they look at those tattoos and they're like, blown away. It's
right,
like nothing
right.
they could ever
right.
imagine.
They don't think I get the show, but I'm like Neo in the Matrix of getting the
oh,
show.
Oh, he gets it.
Like, I catch bullets from the show. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
And this dude just hit, like, the way he did in this podcast with transition, he does that when you're hanging out with him on the weekends. if someone changes the subject on something, he drops a transition.
Shouts out to King Roy. You know what I mean?
Right?
Juju, man, this was really cool. And obviously, I appreciate you. As a person, I consider you a friend now, and I hope that, you know, we can keep doing stuff with you on the show, man. I mean, I know you have aspirations to, like, you enjoyed doing the Instagram story,
yeah.
so you're going to try to, you want to try to turn that into something, and I hope that we can help you out with that at some point, but.
Yes, sir. One day.
If that was my call, man, you'd already be hired, but, you know, it's above my pay grade, but we'll see
mine.
What we do. But I really do want to thank you just for everything you do for the show, for being really cool, for coming out and hanging out with us today, and we really appreciate it.
thank you guys for having me, man. I really appreciate you guys. And from the bottom of my heart, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Wow.
Yes.
That was touching.
It was.
Surprisingly so.
Yes.
I mean, you think rapper. I mean, he's buff. That dude's put together, Juju Gotti. Mm-hmm. Juju Gotti, you hear me? You're a stud.
Yeah.
And his story is fascinating.
Yep.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Much love for Juju Gotti and everything that he's gone through, and it's incredibly touching that our show has such a special place in his heart. I'm getting choked up right there. I was touched, though. Honestly, it is pretty special that our show can help somebody out of such a serious situation, and I don't know how much it actually did, but he says it did, and like I said, swell guy. I believe him, and I'm honored and touched, and if this show accomplishes nothing else, we help that dude.
Yep.
So, special stuff right there from Juju Gotti. Family. Now, I was going to call him friend of the show. Juju, your fam.
Now, what the hell are we doing next?
All right, so I'm a little confused, and I asked Allison to help explain it, but Allison just up and disappeared. So, we're going to give you a Billy. Allison just walked in.
Allison?
So, we're looking to give you, the Mystery Crate listener, your fill of Gill.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A Phil Gill.
A Billy Gill, Phil.
Bill.
Bill.
Bill, Phil.
Yeah, that one's confusing when you merge those. But, you know, keep working at it, kid.
Yeah, yeah.
He hosted this concept. This was born of the mind of Billy Gill.
Oh, God.
Right, Allison? Are we still putting those headphones on?
I think, are we talking about the Lorenzo?
We're talking about the Lorenzo.
So this was Lorenzo's idea.
Who's Lorenzo?
He produces the show for us.
The television
out of
side.
DC.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's also known as Blue Line. He's also known as Land the Plane. He takes a very long time to explain a simple thing, and he overcomplicates everything.
Sounds like a Mystery Crate intro.
So, yes, this was his idea of his own podcast, and he put together ideas and best ofs. I don't even really remember it, but it was absurd and ridiculous and a very, 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 very long-winded run-on sentence.
So what we're about to play for the audience is the concept Lorenzo has in his mind for his own show.
For his own show. He used to do a podcast, I believe, that was called Lorenzone. And he also, wait, I forget the other name, but he did.
It was the Zozone.
The Zozone, right, right.
Originally the Zozone, and then Charlie Kravitz, a fellow producer for HQ, also said, you're actually missing a great pun for the Lorenzone, and there was.
Yeah, well, Zozone doesn't do efficiency, honestly. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, apologies in advance. Lorenzo, those of fans who know about his presence know what they're getting in for. Some of you might not, though, and for that we apologize. Here is the Lorenzone.
Submitted for the approval of the shipping container, I call this the Zozone.
Terrible name.
What's up, everybody? Wait, who's that? Is that Charlie Kravitz?
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Who let him in here? Charlie Kravitz, welcome. And for the audience, I guess we need to introduce Charlie Kravitz. Charlie Kravitz is my colleague and peer up here in D.C. He is the coordinating producer of Highly Questionable. Charlie Kravitz, welcome to the Zozone.
Happy to be on here with you on this teetering bus that's headed off a cliff. On the start, though, I have a significant issue with the name.
What's wrong with the Zozone?
The opportunity for the Lorenzone. A Ooh. Way better name, way better pun.
And Billy and Allison are here, as well as Roy. Hello, guys.
Hi.
It's the 50th anniversary of Sesame Street this year, a landmark show in children's television and just television in general, started by one visionary known as Jim Henson. We love to rank stuff. We are ranking the top five Sesame Street Muppets.
And also, right. Jim Henson didn't create Sesame Street. That's the other thing.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? It's Jim Henson and the Children's Workshop. Together, they came up with Sesame Street. But they are Muppets. You wrongfully said that Cookie Monster is not a Muppet. He is a monster, a subdivision of the Muppets.
Sesame Street was created by Joan Ganz Cooney and Lloyd Morissette.
What?
Jim Henson. Jim Henson just created the Muppets.
Oh.
need some blog
that
notes.
Just takes all the wins from my sales.
Well, pretend he did. Let's just, for the sake of the Zozone, pretend that Jim Henson invented the Muppet.
Number five. This was a toss-up for me. I couldn't. Well, first off, Allison, do you even know about the Muppets on Sesame Street?
what kind of question is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I wonder sometimes about Allison. You watch a lot of talk shows, but have you ever watched Sesame Street?
I mean, I'm sure as a kid I watched Sesame Street. I'm not watching it now.
It's been around for 50 years, so I hope so.
Binging Sesame Street.
All right, you guys can chime in at any time, but number five on my list.
So you're just doing the entire list.
Okay, this is your list.
You're
number five. This is a toss-up. It's between Ernie, half of Bert and Ernie, and the big cheese himself, Big Bird.
You control this list. Why is there a tie at number
well,
five?
Well, because I couldn't decide. I'm very indecisive. Number five, I mean, you'll see the rest of the list is a solid list. There's so many good selections, I couldn't choose number five. If I would have cut out Ernie or to cut out Big Bird, I wouldn't have heard the end of it from everybody. Oh, what about Big Bird? I think Big Bird's a little overrated, to be honest, though. Him, wow. Snuffleupagus, a little overrated. Ernie, kind of in there, but at least he gave us the Rubber Ducky song. Number five, Big Bird, Ernie.
Well, you just said he's overrated, so why don't you just make number five Ernie?
Ernie, you're right. Hold up. Let me get my pen here. All right, Ernie it is. Number five.
It's number Allison four. Rewinding her VHSs.
Number four, everyone's favorite Grouch. The guy who lives in a damn trash can, as Dave Chappelle once said, Oscar the Grouch.
All right.
Do we have clapping? We had clapping for the list. There we go. There, love it. Love driving this thing. Number three, we're counting down, right? We're counting down to number one. So who should be in this list of a countdown? None other than everyone's lovable numerical vampire, the Count.
Okay.
Number three.
Thunder.
Number two, the aforementioned Cookie Monster. And number one, this is going to come. Oh, thank you. That's right.
No love for the Cookie
Monster. I didn't lay out for the clapping.
A footnote.
Yeah, we don't have any details on Cookie and why he gets two.
Well, Cookie Monster got number two. He could have been number one, but in recent years, he's expanded his palate. He's gone from only eating cookies to, like, vegetables and zucchini. Just don't complicate the Cookie Monster. Just leave him as is. He's always been the Cookie Monster for a reason. Don't make him, like, the Veggie Monster or anything like that. We're complicating things, I am doing with this list.
Give him respect for his plant-based diet.
I guess. I mean, I could have used some more vegetables in my childhood. Number one, this will come as a surprise to you. I said Big Bird is overrated. Some people think this guy's overrated, but he came to prominence on One Sesame Street as the reporter on Sesame Street, Kermit the Frog.
So, okay. All right,
here comes Roy. Roy, what?
Well, Kermit the Frog was originally on
Sam and Friends. You're going to get to Sam and Friends?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I was going to get to Sam and Friends because this all segues into I'm from Maryland now. I live in Maryland, Hyattsville, Maryland, to be exact, which is the home town of one Jim Henson. Oh, look at that. Came back all full circle until Roy ruined it by revealing the actual
did you say Elmo?
Creators. I did not put Elmo there. Elmo's actually, you know what? You want to talk overrated? Elmo's the most overrated of Sesame Street Muppets.
How about Grover?
Man, I like Grover, but I don't think they gave him enough time. They didn't flesh out Grover enough. Grover.
I know nothing about Grover. I just saw him on the Wikipedia page and figured he deserved a shout.
Wait, who's your favorite?
Cookie Monster, of course.
Okay, good. Did I omit any?
It's your list. I
Birds?
Eh, he's a stick in the mud, man.
Telly?
Who likes Bert?
What about Telly?
Telly, is that the blue guy with the mustache?
No, that's the red guy with the orange nose.
Mm. Roy, you've seen way too much Sesame Street in the last few years.
I have a daughter.
I know, that's why I'm saying.
What was the list again? Just the top people on Sesame Street?
All right, the five Sesame Street Muppets, yes.
Oh, Muppets, okay. Because you left out Gordon. You should have included Gordon.
Yeah.
Or Maria, or Mr. Roper, or, yes, although the humanoids are not included in the list. Strictly Muppets.
Right.
So I mentioned Jim Henson, and Roy then discredited my Jim Henson mention, but can't go without saying that without Jim Henson, there is no Sesame Street. Mm. He is from Hyattsville, Maryland. He actually started his whole career here in the D.C. area. Did you know that, Charlie Kravitz?
I did. Dude, I've been in D.C. my entire life. These are the fun facts that get tossed around as a local.
He started Sam and Friends, as Roy mentioned, in 1955 on WRC-TV, NBC4. And he actually went to high school in Hyattsville, Northwestern. Fun fact, right?
He's a... Great tidbits that you are delivering right now.
All right, let's involve some more people.
Why did you forget Animal?
Yeah,
Animal's a Muppet
yeah,
Show
he's
Muppet.
Not from Sesame Street.
He's not Sesame Street. Come on, Allison.
What about Fozzie the Bear? Is he on that? You said Muppets. You kind of confused.
Yeah,
that's
true. He's right. Yeah,
because you brought Fozzie in Jim Henson and then
subdivision of the Muppets. And
started talking about Gordon. Yeah,
and you kind of dissed Snuffleupagus.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, man. How could you do that to Snuffy?
Yeah, it was kind of rude. Lost me at there. You lost me.
At Snuffleupagus?
Yeah.
That's where I lost you. Not at the Are You Afraid of the Dark reference or anything else before that. Or the Jim Henson Nuggets.
Did you say Are You Afraid of the
Dark? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, at the beginning. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. I couldn't use the Twilight Zone stuff that I did in the Zocal Hour because, I don't know, CBS owns that and we'll get a cease and desist letter from them. But actually, fun fact, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Homage to Twilight Zone. Submitted for your approval. That started on the Twilight Zone. Fun fact.
Yeah.
All right, on to a discussion here, and I want to bring everybody into this.
Oh, great.
Thank you. A hypothetical. I love hypotheticals. I came across this one online. I want everyone's opinion on this. Would you rather be a space pirate or a time ninja?
What is a time ninja?
Just wow.
Before answering
time ninja. Like, you're a ninja, but you travel through time. You can go through different parts of history. You can do ninja things, throw ninja stars. You can stop, like, I thought, like, maybe you can stop certain assassinations. You can come back, like, back to Ford's Theater and be like, no, John Wilkes Booth. And, like, you just slice out John Wilkes Booth. You save Abraham Lincoln. Or you can be a space pirate and travel through the universe, like, commandeering ships, like, taking over ships, getting some space booty,
what?
Or whatever currency is exchanged in space.
Wait, what are your options? I don't.
Allison, there's two parts of this hypothetical: space pirate,
which is
or
what?
Time ninja.
Which is what? What's a space pirate?
I mean, if I have to explain this,
how about a space ninja?
I mean, if you have to explain, does anyone in this room know what a space?
So the
pirate
way that
is?
He explained it was a space pirate would be a pirate that hijacks spaceships. I think.
Yeah, and you're a pirate, but in space.
Space gold or space booty, as he described.
I mean, I'm assuming in space they have some other kind of currency that's gold. It's been placed a value here on Earth, but that's because of its rarity here. But if you're in space, who knows? Maybe it's like, I don't know. Maybe like tin is a big currency in space. Who knows?
So what's a time ninja?
Have you ever seen Ninja Turtles 3?
I've not seen
Ninja Safe to say
Turtles
no to
anything.
That. Yeah.
It's a preposterous question.
Yeah.
Those are time ninjas. They're turtles, but they're also time ninjas, I would say.
The way he described it is you're a ninja that can travel through time, and then he said that you could go back and you could throw a ninja star and prevent Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated.
Or that's an example, but, yeah. I mean, now when you talk about time travel, then you get into a very sticky subject, though. You can affect. Have you seen the butterfly effect? You know that you can pretty much, you change the slightest thing, you like move something, and all of a sudden it ripples and changes all the time.
Can we move this along?
You have to go back in time and
oh,
stop
back
Abraham
back
Lincoln from getting killed, and then this wouldn't happen
at the beginning of this podcast.
Okay, so
go back in time to prevent doing this.
So if you were to just hypothetical here, Lorenzo, because I want to play your game. If you were to John Wilkes Booth. Right? With a ninja star. Then wouldn't you be, like, tried for murder?
Or a samurai sword, or a ninja sword.
Very important. If you were to kill him with any of those things to prevent him from assassinating Abraham Lincoln, would anyone know that that's why you did it? Because how would they believe that that's what
no,
he was going to
do?
No,
I mean, ninjas do it for the greater good. So they'd kill John Wick's Booth, or take him out at least. I'd say you have to go full out and kill him. Because then
no,
if
I know,
he moves behind, he's going to be like, no, long live the South, and he's still going to try to kill Lincoln later on.
I get it, but I'm asking if you will then go to jail for murder.
Tyrannus.
So is it safe to say in this scenario you're picking the ninja?
It seems like it.
Actually, no, I'd go space pirate. Pirates are awesome. And in space, that's even cooler. Next topic.
No, I'd rather be a space ninja. How about that?
Thank you, Roy. You're welcome on my band of space pirates.
That says space ninja.
Oh. I guess, yeah, if you remember Pirates of the Dark Water?
I did.
They had ninjas on that pirate crew. Allison, you saw Pirates of Dark Water?
What? I did. I loved it.
Oh,
loved it so much.
I'm glad I met someone else who knows what I'm talking about.
Blue.
Speaking of space, LeBron's movie remakes. So we kind of briefly brought... Sorry, I forgot to pull Leah for the applause. Speaking of LeBron and Space Jam 2, Charlie, we started talking about this. Bill, you kind of threw out some ideas. I'm curious to hear, because I think that Space Jam 2 is a money laundering scheme by LeBron to get people to Los Angeles, get money channeled through payroll, through movie payrolls, and that whole clutch sports movie empire to get people to Los Angeles. So he's already done it with Anthony Davis with Space Jam 2. What if LeBron starts remaking other movies like Billy mentioned?
I mentioned that to you in a text. No one would have heard that. Nobody
well,
knows what
now we're bringing
about.
It to light. This is going to happen because him, Rich Paul, they're scheming, always scheming. They're trying to take over Hollywood. So Hollywood loves its remakes and reboots. Why not start pitching prospective free agents to the Lakers through movie deals? Allison, what movie would you like to see redone with LeBron James?
I don't even know what you're saying. You're saying remake a movie, but pitch free agents at the same time? I don't understand.
That's how he got AD? Well, my $4 million trading bonus here, oh, take that. It doesn't matter. I'm on Space Jam 2.
Is that AD or LeBron?
Yeah, if it's AD. No, you can take my $4 million.
That's not I'm
gonna be more like with, Sylvester
I'm gonna,
Stallone.
That's just
I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna fight the Monstars. Yeah.
What about? Could we maybe take a left turn on this question of what movie would you want to see LeBron and potential co-stars remake from the '80s? What campy, terrible movie you think would be funnier with NBA players in it? Is that the question you want us to answer?
Yes.
As good as it gets.
It's a good question, Charlie.
Ooh, as good as it gets.
I'm going off the board. I'm getting a Junior. You remember the movie with
Arnold?
With Arnold as a where he's pregnant.
Yeah,
Larry, I'm pregnant.
Just a very tall, pregnant Kevin Durant with skinny, tiny arms.
Charles Barkley pregnant. Yeah,
Barkley would be great.
Charles Barkley playing the Danny DeVito role.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger role. Him actually.
Wow,
Lorenzo, what's your best impression?
Ooh, good question. Well, we mentioned Kermit the Frog here. We've got... I have him. I like to pride myself on my Satchmo.
Dr. Phil?
The skies are blue, red roses too.
That sounds like an impression of me doing Satchmo.
No. I also interchange it to be my Ja Rule. It's murder!
That sounds like DMX, actually.
Billy and myself, and we were saying that... We were wondering where you were. It was 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
And
so we called you to pitch this idea to you, like, really early in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you for throwing me into the fire like this.
You're welcome.
I came up with this rundown in the middle of the show.
No, hold on. Just be patient. Wait, hold on a second. So you didn't answer, and it was early. So then we were trying to figure out what Lorenzo morning looked like. And I was saying that I imagine that you are in the kitchen wearing an apron cooking, and you're either taking your wife breakfast in bed, or you have like a nice setup like at a table where you have like the mitts on and you're like putting down like a hot breakfast that you cook.
Like a little candle?
No, just like...
Looking like a Norman Rockwell type layout?
No, like you're wearing like a, you know, you have like a like an apron on and you're like serving like, oh, here you go, sweetie. Here's like a glass of orange juice and like some French toast that you made and eggs.
A frilly apron with like little...
Well, what does your apron look like?
I don't have an apron.
Kiss the chef is on there. Yeah, definitely.
I wish I had an apron. You couldn't be further from the truth. I'm actually not a morning person. I hate mornings. Hate Monday mornings like Garfield.
But you want an apron?
I do. I would love an apron, yeah, because, I mean... Kiss the Chef or Kiss the Cook, that's a classic one. But, like, I don't know. There's, like, Boba Fett ones. I don't know. There's tons of aprons.
I just imagine you reading the local paper and slamming your fist down on the table and slightly spilling your orange juice going, these kids today, over any sort of millennial-related story.
I do get the Sunday paper. For me, it's ritual every Sunday morning to wake up, have my coffee, get the Sunday paper, walk out. Sometimes a robe, sometimes just whatever I have going on. go out, pick up my paper, sit down and drink my coffee and read the funnies.
You're an old man.
I don't get the weekday newspaper, though. Ain't nobody got time for that. Uh-huh. So just strictly Sunday. I don't wake up early. It's usually my wife that beats me to it. She's up at 8 on a Saturday. I'm like, woman, go back to sleep, please. Because she wakes me up. She wakes me up.
Are you a side sleeper?
I am a side sleeper. Always been. Fetal.
Congratulations.
All right.
What other burning questions are there?
What topic were we by?
LeBron's movie remakes.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so of all the aprons you could get in the world, you want a Boba Fett apron?
I don't know. What else?
What other Star Wars one?
That is
Star Wars one. What other funny aprons are there? I don't cook enough. I wish I could. I'd like to start getting into baking.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen Nailed It?
Because it's very simple. Very simple. It lays out all the rules for you. You just have to measure stuff. You can get a little fancy and crazy with like little extra things to it, but for the most part, everything's laid out for you.
Have you watched Nailed It on Netflix? You should watch it. It's like for amateur bakers. Yeah.
Have you seen
Nailed It?
Yeah.
Any of the Star Wars movies?
Have I?
Yeah.
I remember like when I saw some when I was younger, like the old ones, and then I remember seeing like episode 4 or whatever it was. What was it? Episode 1? Episode 2?
Jeez.
Have you seen them?
I remember seeing that one.
Charlie?
We watched episode 1 and 2 in the office.
Mm. I lent Charlie my Blu-rays of all the entire series. Mm-hmm. And I'm still waiting for him to finish it. I lent him the Star Wars series. I lent one of our other colleagues, Rodney, my Predator Blu-ray. He has yet to see it in the last like 6 months. You want to share your culture and love of movies, good movies, with others, and they just don't care.
Your culture is that of a space society?
Space pirates.
Oh, space pirates.
Yeah. Han Solo, the original space pirate. Yeah.
That's right. You can make an argument that Han Solo is, he's a smuggler, he's a space pirate. Mm-hmm. Oh, Yoda. Yoda's basically Kermit the Frog. Yoda's, you seek Yoda.
Hey, Lorenzo, have you ever seen The Great British Baking Show?
I thought you were going to bring that up. Isn't that posted by Baby Spice?
No.
Or is that?
it's this old like Silver Fox, charming British guy named Paul Hollywood.
No, wait a minute. I saw Emma. What is it, Emma Burton?
Why
promoting
did you
some...
think he was going to bring that up?
Baby Spice.
Because baking, yeah. Netflix shows.
So you just thought out of nowhere he was going to bring up another show that you...
That's the only baking show I know of. Oh, and also, well
clearly
you had Snoop Dogg, the Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart show. They bake a lot.
Hmm.
It's very soothing. I suggest you check it out. Like they're in a tent in the English countryside, and there are these like very wide shots of like babbling brooks and like British wildlife, and it's just interesting.
I could see Lorenzo speaking with a fake British accent, just like an everyday conversation.
Hey, governor.
Is that
what you started there?
Fancy a wallet. I don't know. I'm
fancy a wallet.
I don't know.
Wallet salesman.
Oh, you're a pickpocket?
I'm trying to go through my limited Peaky Blinders knowledge to get some kind of Cockney remarks.
Right. Do you watch Peaky Blinders?
No, I did not. But my parents, my 70-year-old Cuban parents, somehow found Peaky Blinders riveting. With the captions, though, they have to read the captions. Netflix was the best thing ever created for them because they get the subtitles.
What kind of treats do you think you would bake? Like, would you be like a cake person or like a cupcake or cookie?
Like a flambé type deal. I would love something with a little bit of a flair. You get to light it.
Creme brulee or something?
Yeah. You use a blowtorch and like crackle
bake.
The sugar on top. Ooh, yeah.
I could also, I imagine you baking lots of souffles, taking like highly risen souffles out of the oven only to watch them fall in devastating fashion.
Good.
I'm telling you, Lorenzo, you need to watch Nailed It. It's a show on Netflix about amateur bakers, right? And they give them
Nailed It.
That's exactly how it works. So that's the catchphrase of the hostess. And they give them very complicated designs, and they always fall very short of what that design will look like. Like, it is a perfect show for you to be on.
To be on?
Yeah.
Can we get that? Can we make that happen?
I mean, how would I make that happen?
I don't know. We have some pull, right? Allison, can you make that happen?
She walked out.
She left.
Yeah. She left?
Yeah.
I was going to ask her what show she would be on.
Okay, well, just put a pin in it because she may come back. She may
okay,
not.
Okay, good.
All right, moving on.
Put a pin. Lastly, the retro movie of the week or month or whenever the hell this comes out, Short Circuit, the 1980s classic featuring one lovable, I think, the most lovable of robots, Johnny Five.
Right.
Roy, I heard you chuckle. Have you seen Short Circuit?
I've seen both movies.
You've seen them both?
Well. Yeah.
So you're familiar with Los Locos?
Yes, yes, I am. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that chant.
Space. Los Locos kick into outer space.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
He goes into a Radio Shack after he gets all beat up, and then he rebuilds himself, but he rebuilds himself like a punk, like a street punk with like a mohawk and everything. This movie's fantastic. Charlie, Billy, nothing?
I've never even heard of it.
It's got the one and only king of the 80s, Steve Guttenberg. He's in it.
Party with the Goot.
What's it called?
Short Circuit. In my notes, I didn't write down what year it was made, but I think it's like 87. I'm in the seventh layer of ABC News, so I can't check my internet. So I'm just going off the top of my head here, but I think it's like 1987. It is a classic. I suggest you go out and watch it.
Wow.
Rent it. If you have a Blockbuster in Alaska, the last remaining one, go and rent it there. Support your local businesses.
1986. I've seen this robot before, I think.
Yeah, Johnny Five, man.
Yeah.
I am alive. Johnny Five.
Do you think you do more impressions on a daily basis, or you give more fun facts on a daily basis?
I'd say voices and stupidity, like stupid voices. Yeah, because there's not a lot going on upstairs. So the facts that I get are limited. I get them in, and then I have to let them out because then storage is limited. I need to upgrade myself like Johnny Five. Billy, I await your review.
Billy also, he took off the headset.
Yeah,
he left too?
Yeah.
Roy's still here, though, right?
Not for long.
What? Charlie?
I have a wife and daughter to get home to, man.
Don't leave me, Charlie.
I have a flight soon.
So, I'm just left with myself here?
Talking to myself.
Billy's coming back.
Talking with myself.
Is that it? Are you done?
That was the last one on the list. Let me see. Unless did I nail it?
Nailed it.
Did you nail it?
Nail what?
The segment, the Lorenzone.
Oh, God.
Oh man,
Billy, this is your monster you create.
For my parting thoughts.
Oh, great. There's
what did
more.
We What did we learn today? We learned that Kermit was originally a Sesame Street character. We learned that Jim Henson, what? Marylander. We learned that
we did not
Allison,
learn that Jim Henson is a Marylander. We learned that he did not create
Allison
Sesame
does not care for space piracy or ninjas in time. LeBron needs to make more movie remakes. Go watch Short
this
Circuit.
This is just like a summary.
Wait, hold
and
on
lastly,
a second. Wait, whoa. But did you ever come up with a movie you wanted him to remake, or you just referenced Short Circuit?
I was lobbing that up. I would say I'd like to see, like I said before, Ninja Turtles, but with like LeBron voices one. You've got all the people he wants to recruit. So like Lillard is another Ninja Turtle. You have to get Russell Westbrook.
Allison, did you see Ninja Turtles 3?
But not as a voice. Be good to one another. Love each other.
I think that Ellen says that.
Is that what she says?
She says be kind to one another.
I said be good to one another.
Well,
so I'm tweaking
essentially
it.
Stealing Ellen's.
Well, I'm also essentially stealing this from Jerry Springer. The Zozone!
That's your part of wisdom.
You just yelled at Zozo. Zozo. That's how it ends.
The Fiend for now, ?
Wow, that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I didn't expect that from Lorenzo. And I went in with crazy expectations, and it turns out it was just flat nuts. It was crazy.
Right.
Allison, your thoughts. How did you feel about the Lorenzo?
I find Lorenzo endearing. There are parts of him that are Lorenzo, and he is Lorenzo, but he's an intrinsically kind person,
he
always looks for the good in things, which I admire.
Yeah,
so
he does always look for the good in things. One of my favorite thing from Billy's wedding was looking at Lorenzo looking at Billy.
Yeah,
he was so happy.
Yeah.
There were so many times that he was just holding his hands together up by his face, and he would just do the thing where like prayer hands would go up to his lips, and he was just like, oh my God, this is beautiful.
He was so happy.
I was watching Billy's wedding through Lorenzo's face and reactions.
He did something, which I didn't realize that he did because I wasn't there this late, but he requested the DJ was done, and he said one more song.
He's the Baby Shark request?
Yes.
He requests a Baby
and
Shark.
And he's like, Billy looked at me like, I'm going to kill you. Was it fun? I mean, it looked kind of ridiculous on...
He's an innocent.
So, we had left at that point, too, but I saw it on social media. I thought that was cute, though.
It was cute.
That makes sense that Lorenzo did that.
Yeah, Lorenzo's a cute guy. Also, dashes of crazy, but it's why we love him. Here, I have good news or bad news. This is not a threat, or you can perceive it as one. That Lorenzo thing, as crazy as it was cut down from a 60-minute file. 60 minutes.
It was a lot of fun. We laughed a lot in here. We were laughing a lot.
No.
I don't know what parts were edited, but it was fun.
So we wanted to give you the best possible Lorenzo experience. But there's plenty left on the cutting room floor. Plenty for another edition of the Lorenzo with some creative editing. So, if you enjoyed the Lorenzo...
Or the Zozone. What is it? The Zozone.
The Zozone.
Sorry.
Or the Zozone. If you enjoyed it, let us know. And if you want to hear it again, we will do that for you. But you can only do that by reaching out to us on social media. Hashtag Lorenzo. If you want the Lorenzo back on Mystery Crate, there's more of that where that came from. Let us know on our social media handles, Twitter and Instagram. We're going around the horn. Follow me at Michael Ryan Ruiz on Twitter and Instagram. Roy.
At Roy Belly.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Yep, all across the board.
Chris.
At Chris Cody, ESPN.
Allison. Allison, where can people follow you? I don't know why you would step away from the microphone. I said we're going around the horn specifically so
well,
you would say
I know,
the
but the last time we did this because we had to redo it because we do things like that.
Callback is
no,
not
but
important.
No, I'm saying the order was Anthony, so I went to do something. And then
yeah, but you didn't think it was eventually going to come back to you?
I knew that it was, and it was going to come back.
You,
Allison
oh, you wanted
Turner.
To do the game? Okay, how about, no, we'll do it your way. Hang on.
No,
stop.
Okay.
Stop. Go back to that spot. And we'll do it your way. It's a better way because you know your character better than I do. Anthony, you're filling in for Billy Gill. Get your shine on, homie.
Yeah, it's at AC2_305 on both.
Oh, that's it. That's a really douchebag
that's
type.
Bad.
That's
terrible.
A bad one.
Sorry.
I saw what washed over in Allison's face.
Well, I was just wondering why. I mean, there's a lot of AC305s. Is that why? The two dash?
No, it's just hard to spell Calladiud.
It is.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
All right.
So, your last name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have a nickname?
AC.
Yeah.
That's
like,
good.
Like Slater, yeah.
The light just turned on, Chris.
There we go. I have a lot of nicknames according to the show. So yeah. Tony, Antonio.
Yeah.
Anti-Billy Gill.
Yeah.
Bizarro Billy Gill.
Yeah.
Any of those, I guess, work.
Yeah. Also, helpful. He's been good. He's been good.
He's been good.
Keep
he
him around
good.
A little bit. Yeah, he's a nice guy. Allison, where can people follow you? Allison.
Allison.
Oh, you're standing at the microphone the entire time. You were supposed to walk back so we can do the whole thing. Allison, where can people follow you?
AllysonTurner on Twitter and on Instagram. It's just Allison Turn because Turner didn't exist.
Yeah. You lost the
I lost it to a college
Did you ever watch ER?
No.
Never?
No.
Have you seen the cast? Impressive.
Why?
Like the cast of ER?
I mean, what, George Clooney?
Yeah, Noah Wiley, Anthony Edwards.
What did you think about the ending of your show, by the way?
Of what show?
Of the show that you love.
Big Little Lies?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought you would never ask.
Oh, great.
Don't ruin it because I haven't seen it, so don't say anything.
No, it's okay.
Really
we can
ruin
back
that.
No, we'll,
because
we'll go offline and I'll tell you the whole thing. Whole thing. Special Mystery Crate episode just for you, Allison Turn.
I'm excited.
Let us know what you think. Subscribe, rate, review, and remember, hashtag Lorenzo, and reach out to us. Let us know. Your voice will be heard if you want it back. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. And next week is the start of the Premier League season. And while it won't be the entire episode of the Mystery Crate because it is a mystery, it will be part of it. We got an all-star Premier League preview coming up your way next week at the Mystery Crate. A little reward for you people who listen the whole way through. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.